When you embrace the idea that the unknown is just another part of this larger way of life, this larger being, this larger experience, right? The unknown is just another part of the whole, and therefore there's a lot to be learned from it. There's a fuck ton to be learned from the unknown because it's literally the things you don't know, you know? Hello, hello, welcome. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Empowered Expression Podcast, or, you know, whatever day it is when you happen to be listening to this puppy. If you're listening to it on another day, that's cool too. I'm glad you're here. If this is your first time, welcome. I am your host, Dr. Caroline Addington. You've wandered into a podcast that is a really magical corner of the internet where we talk about all things marketing, content creation, social media for coaches, but also like mindset and good shit like that, soul power juju. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm so glad you guys are here all the time, little pod fam. I love everybody. I love you all so much. So this episode, okay, I got to give a little bit of context here. So like, shit, this was probably a month ago now. I put on my Instagram stories and I was like, yo, do you guys want more spiritual and lifestyle on the podcast? And we already had like a bunch of podcasts queued up, ready to go. So I'm really excited that this is officially like the first spirituality podcast, even though like there's a flair and there's a like, you know, spiritual juju sprinkled throughout the podcast all over the place. This is the first one that is very deliberately focused on your spirituality as an entrepreneur, which is super cool. Hey! Because you guys were like super hyped for more lifestyle and spirituality. So today's episode, I am talking about navigating the unknown, and I'm sharing with you my personal spiritual practices and perspectives that have helped me navigate the unknown over and over and over and motherfucking over again. So many unknowns, and like it is different every single time, right? Like that's the, you know, the essence of the unknown. And when I was outlining this episode, actually, I was like, how ironic that we're like giving some guidance and a blueprint to navigate the unknown, which is like inherently unknown. But, you know, there is definitely a, once you flop around in the unknown for long enough, you figure out a little bit of like a guidance and like a navigational strategy. And that's what I'm passing on to you guys today, is the different mindsets and practices and perspectives that I use personally when I am in the unknown and when I'm working my way through it, which happens all the motherfucking time. Like, let's just start there, actually. Let's start there, is the fact that it's not that it goes away or that one day you know all the things and you're like a fucking rock star. I mean, you already are a rock star. You don't need to know all the things. You just get to be a rock star because you are. But, you know, I think the sign of a healthy life and a life that's being lived fully and growth that is happening in your personal life, in your spiritual life, in your mental and emotional life, and in your business life, right? Whenever you're growing, you are flopping around in the unknown a little bit, is part of the process. It's an important part of the process. So that is what we are jamming out on today. Get ready. I am super excited. It's going to be a really good one. So here's what we're going to be covering. We're going to talk about why this is a superpower, right? And you might like have an idea, but we're going to put words to it. You know, like why even bother, and why your ability, I said that weird, your ability to navigate the unknown is such a great predictor for your success in business and all other places. And then talk about the different ways in which it will evolve and can evolve. And then I broke it down when I was outlining this episode. I was reflecting and I was like, what are the, you know, if I were to create a step by step, what would that be like? And it boiled down to 7 steps. I know the irony of creating a step by step for the unknown, but this is honestly how I navigate it every single time. So I'm going to talk you through the process that I go through when I'm flopping around in the unknown. Before we hop into all of the juicy tidbits, I got 2 things. Number one, if you get value from this podcast on the reg, if you are picking up what I'm laying down in this episode, it would be amazing if you would subscribe, leave a review, share it on your Instagram stories, spread the word. You can tag me at caroline.addington_. It helps other people find the podcast and get to have the beautiful aha moments that you do too. So it is a random act of kindness that you can do for the world at large. So if you're picking up what I'm laying down, definitely spread the word, leave a review. It means the world. Thank you so much. And the second thing before we dive into all the juicy juice is I got to give a shout out to Bigger Than a Brand, which is the 12-week program that I run 3 times a year. And this podcast and my ability to like be here, produce this, do this, you know, put this magic out into the world, it would not be possible if it weren't for Bigger Than a Brand. So I got to give that puppy a shout out. Got to give her a shout out because she's like fucking rad. So Bigger Than a Brand is the baddest group program on the block. If you are an online coach trying to figure out your Instagram game, trying to figure out how to have a plan for your content that reproducibly turns your followers from strangers on the internet to clients whose lives you get to change. And you guys get to do big old magical work together. So if Instagram has kind of been a black box for you up until now and you're not sure how to make it work, you know it's possible, you see other people doing it, but you don't know what the dealio is, there's a link in the show notes that you can click to learn more about Bigger Than a Brand and sign up for the waitlist. We reopen again in the spring. And if you sign up for the waitlist, you get all kinds of good juicy tidbits every week by email leading up to it. So you can go ahead and start taking action and implementing on some of those tips that you can get by email. So if that's something that you're interested in, check it out in the show notes. It's amazing. I'm biased, obviously, but it's not just coming from my mouth. All the grads rave about it as well. All right. So let's go ahead and hop on in. So why is it a superpower to be able to navigate the unknown? So it's, you know, there's like a glaring example. As soon as I like put this question out of my mouth, there's a glaring example, which is all of 2020, right? Like, oh my Lord, the uncertainty of 2020, right? There's pandemic, there's like protesting, there's like, you know, it felt like every single month almost there was like a new form of uncertainty getting thrown into the mix. And that year, such a powerful example of what's possible when you are able to dance with uncertainty, get comfortable outside your comfort zone, expand that comfort zone, get cozy in the unknown, navigate it with a sense of certainty and decisiveness, right? When you're able to do those things, that is a fucking superpower. I wrote a post a while back, maybe like a week or so ago at this point, that was about how tremendously my business grew in 2020. This business grew 150% in 2020, a year where other businesses were closing. And, you know, not just me, but everybody who went through Bigger Than a Brand saw massive growth in their business as well in a year that was really hard for a lot of people. Most everybody in some form or another, right? And that is because that happened because of the ability to navigate the unknown, to dance with uncertainty, to find your true north in the midst of chaos and follow it decisively, right? That is the superpower of being able to navigate the unknown, is that no matter what comes your way, you can use it, you can do something with it, you can learn from it, grow from it, and come out the other side stronger, right? And I say that this is a spiritual episode because there's so much of this is tied into the way that you engage the world. And when I think about spirituality to me at its essence, it's not about, you know, belief in any kind of particular dogma or paradigm or any kind of particular set of beliefs, you know. When I think of spirituality, I think of the way that we engage the world. You know, to me, being a spiritual person means that I engage the world on the, I guess it is a belief, but on the premise and, like, you know, from the perspective of being part of something larger, and that there's something to learn from this something larger, right? Hopefully that makes sense. Like, that's how I feel about spirituality, is that it's like, you're part of something larger. You're part of a larger human collective and beyond. You know, you're part of, like, this earth and all of the inhabitants of it. You're part of this universe. You know, you're part of something larger. And there is something to be learned from this bigger entity that you are a part of. And there's, even though, like, there's so much magic that happens when you embrace that way of engaging the world, there's, at the core of it, there's actually not that much, there's nothing necessarily magical about it, you know? Like, a cell is part of a larger organ, you know? My one tooth is part of a larger set of teeth, you know? It just, like, kind of is the way that we are organized in life. It's just an acceptance of the way that we're organized. But I think that that perspective that there's something to be learned from the larger collective and the way that we engage with it, that to me is what it is to live a spiritual life. And when you're flopping around in the unknown, this is such an important principle to embrace, because if you're just flopping around in the unknown and there's no rhyme or reason, there's nothing to be learned from it, then that's like a shit situation. That sounds terrible. That sounds like really painful and hard and not that much fun. Like, what's the point? You know, what's the point? And from the perspective of someone who's just like, yeah, that's like how I feel about the unknown, I totally get why you would want to stay in your comfort zone. But when you embrace the idea that the unknown is just another part of this larger way of life, this larger being, this larger experience, right? The unknown is just another part of the whole, and therefore there's a lot to be learned from it. There's a fuck ton to be learned from the unknown, because it's literally the things you don't know, you know? So anyway, all that is to say that embracing this way of engaging with the world is really, really helpful and central to effectively navigating the unknown, you know? I think when people think spirituality, they think of, like, sticking crystals up your vagina. I'm sorry if you're listening to this in a public place. You know better by now. You know better by now. Maybe you don't. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Hello. But, you know, that's a practice that some people engage in, you know, all the things. And they think of, like, you know, channeling and all this stuff, and, like, yes, all of that is spiritual, but everything else is too. So is science. So is, like, atheism. Like, it's the way when you engage the world as from a recognition that everything is, you're just part of everything larger, then literally everything, you know, it's all part of the puzzle. You're part of the puzzle too. Okay. I'll get off that soapbox. I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down. So that's the mindset that I'm coming to this conversation from. And when you use that to your advantage to navigate the unknown, it becomes a superpower. And I mentioned at the beginning that I also wanted to talk about the way in which the unknown can evolve, right? This fact that it never goes away, it just changes, and you just get more effective at navigating it, you know? Like, personal anecdote here, personal story. When I was first leaving my first career as a scientist, anything outside of science was a big question mark. It was a big unknown. That had been all that I'd been doing, you know, since high school. I got tracked into engineering science stuff in high school. And so there was never a time where I was like doing anything else. My jobs in college were all in a lab, you know, like by the time I was thinking about leaving science, I was like very invested in that identity. And so it was like, well, if I'm not this, then what am I? What else can I even do? I don't even know how to do anything else, you know, like freaking out about it because it was such an unknown. And I had no real skills in navigating the unknown at that time, but that's how you develop them. You just kind of leap and the net appears, or you grow wings, or you fall and splat and figure it out, you know, like all of the above are potential options. But you know, so it goes. I didn't really have any skills navigating the unknown, and so my bubble of known stayed very, very small because I was very scared of going into the unknown because I didn't have any skills. And now I leap into the unknown every day. Every mother loving day. And I love it. I love it. You know, really, I'm not exaggerating. Really, every day. I'm in the process right now of increasing my visibility online. Give you guys a little behind the scenes curtain of like, pull back the curtain of what I'm, one of the strategic projects that we're working on in my business this year is increasing visibility across different platforms. And part of that is I'm reaching out to podcasts that are bigger than my podcast, people with followings that are bigger than my following. And I'm saying, hey, I'd like to be on your podcast. Let's talk about cool shit, you know? And every single time I hit send, there's a little lump in my throat. And I'm like, fuck, here we go. Hopefully, I don't know. We'll see, you know? And so it doesn't go away. You just get better at navigating it and you don't let it hold you back as much. And the more you're willing to leap into the unknown on a day-to-day basis, both in small ways, like I'm talking about sending these, you know, podcast emails, and in large ways, making decisions about the best investments for your business and yourself and your life, right? Investing in programs, coaches, courses, all of these things that are larger decisions. The more you trust yourself and you take that leap into the unknown and you navigate it, the faster all your shit grows. The faster you release all of these old limiting beliefs, all of these old identities, these old stories, because they just can't withstand the new reality that you're plopping yourself into on a regular basis. You know what I mean? If you're constantly challenging your known by leaping into the unknown, then you're going to grow your shit real fast, like, because all of a sudden it's much more malleable. It's much more malleable. You picking up what I'm laying down, right? And that terrifies so many people because they're like, well, if it's malleable, then who am I? And what is this? And what am I doing? And how can I be certain? Right? That's why navigating the unknown is a superpower. And I just wanted to speak the fact that it never goes away. It just evolves and you get better at navigating it and you get more comfortable in this soft, squishy, malleable identity where you don't feel so much like you got to grab onto everything and hold on to it and be like, well, I'm the kind of person who, and I've just always done, you know, XYZ things. You get to let all that go and constantly experience who you are through your doing, through your actions. You feel me? you understand who you are by how you do the things and what you, the way you push yourself out of your comfort zone and the way that you rise to this occasion or that occasion or keep your heart open in this hard conversation or that hard conversation or put yourself out there in this way or that way, right? Like you experience and understand who you are through your doing, not through these old stories. You picking up what I'm laying down, but you got to get comfortable navigating the unknown in order to do that. So let's talk about some, you know, guidance. Why am I struggling so hard to find a word? I was trying to think of something clever and it just wasn't coming out. Like, you know, roadmap, a map, a guide inside of BTAB. In the first module, I give everybody a thrival guide. So instead of a survival guide, I give them a thrival guide. Here's how you can thrive in this program and beyond as you're navigating big change, right? So here's your thrival guide for navigating the unknown. Let's do it. So like I said, I've broken it down into 7 discrete phases, discrete steps. They're really like phases that you move through. Number 1. Recognize your feels and feel your feels. Recognize your feels and feel your feels. So long as you are not actually feeling your feels, then you're going to get stuck here all the live long day. All the live long day. Because you'll be, you know, stretching into the unknown and you'll be like, oh my God, it's scary. I feel scared. I feel scary. Ah, right? And it kind of like fries your nervous system, fries your brain. You're struggling to think clearly and you just like keep repeating these same old stories on loop, on loop, on loop, and you're not able to open your awareness and expand your perception to be able to learn from the unknown and navigate the unknown. So if you don't actually feel your feels, you're going to get stuck in step 1 all goddamn day. So first, you got to recognize the feels. Recognize it. Recognize that nothing is wrong with you. You aren't broken. You didn't just make a horrible decision. You're just literally in a new domain. You are officially in the unknown and feel your feelings. If you're feeling overwhelmed, then feel it. Breathe into it. Bring it into your body and be like, okay, where in my body do I feel overwhelmed? It feels like this crazy tornado in my stomach. Okay. Ooh, all right, I'm going to feel it. I'm going to let the tornado grow. I'm just going to keep breathing into it. I'm going to let it get as big as it needs to get because I am strong enough to hold these feelings. They can just do their thing. I'm strong. It's okay. So you feel them and then they pass. And then it's like you're rising above the clouds, you know, like when you're in an airplane, you're like moving through the clouds, it's kind of bumpy, and then you get above the clouds and it's nice and smooth air, clear, you can see the sun, sunshine, smooth air, beautiful. That's the vibe that we're going for, right? So step 1, phase 1, you got to actually recognize that if you're feeling cloudy and if you're feeling this like chicken running around with your head cut off, that there are feelings that need to be felt. Not more things that you need to do, not more things, more plans and more lists that you need to make, feelings that need to be felt. So once you've felt the feelings and you are up in this, you know, clear, crisp, rarefied air, you've risen above the clouds, then you have a clearer sense of reality, and you can acknowledge to yourself, this too shall pass and growth is happening. This is step 2, phase 2. This too shall pass, growth is happening. Now, at this stage, it's not necessarily like you've found comfort and you're like totally at peace with the process, probably not, but you're not lost in the flurry of feelings anymore. You've felt them. And you can be present with what is, right? You can just be present with what is and be like, okay, I'm not going to feel this way forever. You're never, you know, think about it. When have you ever stayed, what part of you, rather, has always stayed the same? Your body changes, your emotions change, your identities change, your thoughts change, your food preferences change, your friend groups change. All these external things change, right? Your awareness of them is the only thing that stays the same. Your awareness of them, even your heart changes over time, right? You are the awareness of all that is, all the change that's happening. You're the awareness of it. And so you can be like, all right, I'm aware that this experience is happening, and I'm aware that it will pass. This too shall pass. It's not going to be here forever. So while it's here, that must mean that growth is happening and it's time for me to learn some stuff. That's what's going on. That recognition and that awareness is so powerful because it frees you from feeling like your objective is to make this go away, right? Like so many people, even when they're trying to learn the lesson, they're trying to learn the lesson because the pain is uncomfortable and they want it to go away. And so they're like, I'm trying to learn the lesson so that I can get on with this and get rid of this because it's terrible, right? Instead of acknowledging that the leaving of it is a natural phenomenon that will naturally happen. It's how things go. It's what life does. It changes all the time. It's always changing. So there's no need to force this experience because it will naturally leave when it is time, when it is ready, and when you are ready for it to leave. You don't need to force it. The awareness of this too shall pass and growth is happening frees you from feeling like your main objective is to get this over with and like go back to feeling good. And it refocuses your objective on growth. Growth is happening. Growth is happening. All right. Growth is happening. Let's be here with it. What are we going to learn? But not from that weird, like, we got to learn it so that we can get this over with vibe. I know you motherfuckers know what I'm talking about. We've all done it. We've all been there. I've done it too. I still do it sometimes. I know exactly. We know. We all know, right? So it's not that vibe. It's an acceptance of what is. This too shall pass in its own time. Naturally, I won't be like this forever. Growth is happening. Let's do growth, right? So then, from there, we arrive at phase three, step three, whatever. I should pick one. Phase three. We're going to pick it. We're in phases. Phase three. You get to the point where you're genuinely ready to see things differently because you're over the current perspective. This is the part that speeds up the most. The most, the most, the most. So, for example, back in the day when I was like leaving science life, like it took me a good 6 months to decide that I was genuinely ready to see things differently because my tolerance for bullshit, to put it bluntly, was really high. Like, I would tolerate a lot. I would go against my heart and my soul a lot. And I'm sure that if you're on the growth path, you've watched your own evolution of this tolerance. It's probably changed quite a lot. You've probably seen an evolution in this as well for yourself, where maybe back in the day, you would put up with something that you knew your gut was asking for something different, but you would put up with it because it felt like that was what you should do or what you were obligated to do and what society expected you to do, da 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 da, all the stuff. You know, the whole spiel, the whole shebang, you'd put up with it for months and months, maybe even years and years, years and years. Whereas now you probably don't put up with it for all that long, right? This is the part that gets to shift really, really, really rapidly. So like now, if something is against my heart, if it's small and it's against my heart, it's like minutes. I'm like, nope, onward. Not doing that. That's bullshit. We're not doing that. If it's medium, then maybe it's like a week. You know, if it's real big, if it's really, than a month, you know, but compared to even just like a short 3 years ago, that shit has collapsed tenfold, right? So when I say get to the point where you're genuinely ready to see things differently, I mean that you're at the point where you fully at your core understand that the way that you're viewing this unknown and this like funky situation and this like in between, the way that you're viewing it is not serving you. It's not how you want to, it's genuinely not how you want to keep viewing it, right? This isn't a fake surrender where it's like, okay, universe, I surrender, you win. Like, can you see me surrendering? Here I am, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. No, bitch, surrender is never that beautiful. Surrender is like, God damn it, I'm done with this shit, I'm over it, this is bullshit, we are done here, what is this? Ah, that's surrender. I hope you don't have any kids around. All my stuff's explicit anyway, so, you know, you had a warning. But, right? Like, that surrender is like, I can't do this anymore. Like, what the fuck? Let me go. I am so 100% ready to see this differently because the way I'm seeing it right now sucks. Like, that's usually how it is, right? So, you recognize that there are feels to be felt, phase one, and you feel them so that you're able to get a little bit more clarity on the situation and like come to grips with the reality of the situation. Phase two, you acknowledge that this too shall pass. It will pass. It is shit now, but you accept it and growth is happening so that you're no longer, trying to force the lesson. You get to just accept that change is natural. And then you get to the point where you're genuinely ready to see things differently. If you're in a really hairy unknown, if you're in a big leap, then you're probably going to have a very explicit surrender, like the one that I just acted out for you. But if it's like an everyday unknown, you know, like sending out the podcast emails, an everyday unknown, putting myself out there, hit and send, feeling the lump in the throat, right? In those moments, it gets to be much more gentle. And if you're, say, for example, putting it off, if you're putting off something, putting your face in your stories, hopping in your stories to promote your offer, something that you're avoiding doing, acknowledge that. And we're going to get to this in a little bit in like phase five. But the sooner you acknowledge the pain that you're creating for yourself by going against your heart and staying in fear, the sooner that you acknowledge that, then the sooner you'll get to the point where you genuinely are like, all right, this is not how I want to see things anymore. And I'm ready to see them differently. You don't have to know exactly what that differently is. You just have to be willing to see it differently. Genuinely at your core willing. Okay, so let's move on to phase four. Identify the most expansive direction forward. I deliberately didn't label this and then see things differently because that's like maddening, right? You don't have to necessarily see it differently. You just have to know which direction to head. And the more that you head in that direction, the more clearly you'll be able to see the new perspective and the shift and the expansion that you're growing through, right? Because that's the whole point of navigating the unknown, is that you are expanding your perspective. You're expanding your awareness. You're learning, you're growing, right? You're seeing things in new and different and more innovative and magical ways, right? So that shift in perspective is a natural byproduct of identifying the most expansive direction. I'm going to tell you how to do it in a second, don't worry, and just going there. And just like do, and your best guess, and you're just going, right? I think like when I was when I first started tinkering with the idea of limiting beliefs back in the day, I was holding on to this idea that I had to like shift my mindset before anything else happened. That I had to like get my mindset just right before anything else happened. And that's not really how it works. Your mindset shifts by doing your best and moving forward and moving forward and moving forward and moving forward. And as you keep moving forward, your mindset will keep shifting. It's the most potent way to actually shift your mindset because you're not playing in the land of hypothetical inside your brain. You know, you're actually like playing in the 3D world, watching these different shifts happen in the 3D world based on the actions that you are taking. And then the mindset shift is easy because you don't have to operate on blind faith anymore. You got the data right in front of you. You feel me? Picking up what I'm laying down? All right. I went off on a little bit of a tangent there. Okay. Let's come back. Let's rein it back in. All right. So how do you identify the most expansive direction forward? Great question. I am so glad you asked. This is where your intuition comes into play. Intuition, for the longest time, I thought that intuition was this like magical thing that like I had to like hone and develop and like all this stuff. Come to find out, it's in there. It's always in there. It's in there all along. That you don't have to necessarily like develop your intuition. You just have to actually start listening to it. That you just have to actually, it's always there. It's always talking to you. As humans, we're like, but maybe it's this, but maybe it's also that. And maybe, but maybe also I should just avoid it and I should just plan it again for another 3 months. And maybe I should just like get a credential and maybe I should just like figure this out. And, you know, like it's probably in that direction, but it just doesn't feel right. I don't know. You know the direction. There's probably just a bunch of fear monkeys in there, which we'll work on here in phase 6. Don't worry. Oh, no. Phase 5. I'm getting ahead of myself. The next step, the next phase, we'll work on the fear monkeys. But you already know the most expansive direction forward because it's the one that feels exciting. It's the one that feels like if anything were possible, you know, if anything were possible, if I knew for a fact, if you knew for a fact that you were completely capable of what you wanted to do, that you were this limitless, abundant, you know, fully creative, fully empowered, totally confident being. If you knew that for a fact, what would you do? What would be the direction you'd go? That's the direction that is most expansive. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do. That's how you know the most expansive direction. If there were no limitations, if everything was, you know, if you believed to your core in your own limitless capabilities and possibilities, what would you do? That is the most expansive direction forward. Now, you might hear me say that and be like, yeah, but all these fear monkeys, there's other shit in here. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if there's like all this 3D real life stuff that's like, oh my God, right? That takes us to the next phase, phase 5. Phase 5. Actually, before we talk about phase 5, I'm going to give you a little recap so that we can stay oriented on our journey. So as we're navigating the unknown, we have recognized the feels and felt them. We have acknowledged genuinely that this too shall pass and growth is happening. We've gotten to the point where we're like, all right, I'm genuinely ready to see things differently because this current perspective is not serving. And then number 4, you've identified the most expansive direction forward. Now, number 5 is the one that I think not nearly enough people talk about because I don't know why not. It's like so powerful. Number 5, leverage the power of pain to make it relatively easy to move forward in that expansive direction. And you might be like, huh? What? Let me explain. Pain is a really helpful ally when you're navigating the unknown. Really helpful ally. Pain can help clarify why it is worth it for you to do the uncomfortable work of heading in the most expansive direction. And I chose my words carefully here when I said it will make it relatively easy to move in that direction. It won't make it easy, full stop. It will make it relatively easy. It will make it easier than staying where you are. It will make it easy relative to where you came from and like where you are and all the, you know, the reality that you're living in that moment, right? Relatively easy. Because change is hard. Change is uncomfortable. You're in the fucking unknown, BB. That shit's uncomfortable. That's why most people don't go there, okay? Most people don't go there because it's not cozy. So moving in the most expansive direction is going to require change. It's going to require you taking action in this expanded comfort zone that you're building, right? Outside of your old comfort zone, taking this unknown arena where you are and calling it home, getting cozy, taking action, making it your new comfort zone, right? And pain is really helpful for that. So let's talk about how you can leverage the power of pain. When you get like, the word that's coming through is like brutal. When you get brutally honest with yourself about the pain that you are creating for yourself, in your life, for the loved ones in your life, if you have kids, the stories that you're passing on to your kids, when you get brutally honest with yourself about the pain that you are creating for yourself in your current reality, change becomes easy. Right? If you're like, you know, if you're considering investing in a coach or a program or a course or something like that in your business and yourself, and you're like, all right, this is scary. This is scary. I'm putting some skin out there. I'm diving into the unknown. Ha ha. It's scary, right? It is. And when you look at your current reality and you're like, all right, well, I've been trying this business thing for a year now, and I haven't really made a lot of progress. I am burning through funds, and I'm really miserable at my 9-to-5. And if I keep doing this, if I don't get help, and I keep doing this for even just another year, my relationships will deteriorate. My sense of trust in myself will deteriorate. My zest for life will be siphoned off of me. My belief in my ability to make this business thing happen will significantly decline. That's a lot of pain. Fuck, I gotta do something. Right? You feel me? When you get real, when you get honest with yourself about the pain that you're creating in your life by either doing nothing or staying the same or staying in the comfort zone, then moving forward in the most expansive direction becomes relatively easy. Not 100% easy, but a hell of a lot easier than sitting with the knowledge of the reality that you're creating for yourself and doing nothing about it. Like, fuck, talk about some heavy shit, right? So once you identify the most expansive direction forward, that is the time to whip out that journal and be like, all right, BB, time to get real. What is our life like? What is an honest account of our circumstance right now? And then use that to drive you forward and to do the things that are going to take you into the most expansive direction. Which leads us to phase 6. We're rounding out our journey. We're getting close. How do you know what actions to take? How do you know what to do? Well, again, your intuition is guiding you in this direction, so you know the direction that you're headed. But here's a sneaky little motherfucker that a lot of people don't talk about. The closer we get to the end of the journey, the more I'm like, man, people don't talk about this stuff enough. Because I think that, like, this is a... Okay, I gotta give myself a hug here. This is... Being able to navigate the unknown is something that I really value about my experience, because I'm so fucking Aries that I have leapt off so many cliffs and I've navigated so many, like, extreme unknowns. Like, y'all don't even know. Y'all don't even know. Maybe I'll tell the whole story one time. If you would like the whole story of all the unknowns, hit me up on Instagram. Let me know. I can record a podcast episode about that. But, the more that you play in the unknown, then the more you're able to see this process all the way through to a really healthy, rooted, grounded, and effective completion. Instead of just leaping off the cliff and creating a lot of chaos and uncertainty and then feeling like very confused, right? Like, there is a completion to this process. And not everybody makes it through the whole process. Like, I'm going to be real right now. Not everybody does. even in the coaching world, not everybody makes it all the way through, because you got to get real cozy in the unknown to, like, get familiar with this whole thing. So as we're getting later in the process, I'm like, people don't talk about this shit enough. So, like, you're getting some good in this episode, okay? You're getting some good right now. Like, take some motherfucking notes. Write these 6 steps down. They're in the show notes, so you can always, like, copy and paste from the show notes and just, like, save them on your phone so that you have a guide the next time you're flopping around in the unknown. Okay, so let's talk about step 6, phase 6. Set process goals that are under your control. So, we've been flopping around in the unknown. Feels very out of control. Feels very much like, I don't know what I'm doing, right? And that is why setting process goals is such a gift to give your human self, because, and I'll talk about what makes a good process goal in a second, they are under your control. These are things that you can do that will take you in the direction of this expansive, the most expansive direction. And they are completely under your control. And that creates a sense of certainty, stability. It creates an anchor in the unknown. And it creates a sense of self-trust as you navigate the unknown and move into this more expanded comfort zone. So, what makes for a good process goal? What do I mean when I say process goal? A lot of people get, like, tripped up and they get stuck on outcome goals, right? And they're like, I need to, you know, enroll 5 clients by the end of the week or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is. Or like, I need to fill my launch with X number of humans, or I want to hit that 10K month or whatever it is, right? And these are all beautiful things, fabulous things, and they are all outcome goals. When you are playing around in the unknown, and realistically just like whenever, it is so much more effective to set process goals. Process goals describe the small, everyday, easy to do actions that help you create those results, right? So the best way to engineer a process goal is if you say that you want to fill your launch, you want to fill your program during your launch. You've got a 3-week launch and you want to fill your program. Cool. So what actions will help you do that? Well, posting, you know, content and talking about your offer on your Instagram stories or in your posts, right? Cool. We can totally do that. What action will make that really easy? Well, creating all the content, having it ready to go, you know, so, and like preparing yourself to be able to do the things. So maybe a really great process goal is creating a promotional piece of content every day, or creating a promotional piece of content 3 times a week. So you're setting this goal that is totally under your control. You can totally create a piece of promotional content every day or 3 times a week. You can totally do that. right? And if you do that and you keep doing that and you put it out into the world and you keep putting it out into the world, then eventually you're going to figure out how to fill your program. But if you're focused on the outcome goals while you're in the midst of navigating the unknown, there's way too many variables that are outside your control, and it's going to make it really hard for you to stay driven and committed. Because motivation is a sassy little mistress that comes and goes, okay? You're not looking to be motivated. You're looking to be driven and committed to the process. There's something that is like a little voice that wants to pop up and say something here. And actually, this, you know what? This little voice that's trying to come up and say something flows perfectly into our last phase. So I'll go ahead and tell you the last phase and then let this little voice say her something. So you've identified the most expansive direction forward. You have leveraged the power of pain to make it relatively easy to move in that direction. You've set some process goals that are clear. They are totally under your control. And so long as you keep doing them and keep doing them, then the direction you're trying to head becomes inevitable. Success is inevitable. So long as, number seven, you commit 100% to the process, and then you get to watch yourself rise. Commit 100% to the process. This is one of the things that I talk about in Bigger Than a Brand, in the Thrival Guide that I was talking about. I thought I got this little baby. This podcast episode. And it's such a, I think it's such a big mindset shift for so many people as they enter into the program. And that is that if you go in on something 50%, because heaven forbid you go 100% and fail, then you're only going to learn 50% of the lessons. You feel me? If you go in on something 100% and fail, at least you learned 100% of the lessons so that next time you can succeed. If you go 50% and fail, then you're going to have to do it again, go another 50%, get the other 50% of the lessons, fail again, and then you get to succeed. Right? But if you go all in and fail, that's not the worst situation, because now you've got 100% of the lessons, you'll succeed. You feel me? So when you commit 100% to the process, then you gather 100% of the lessons that were available to you in the unknown. And when you do that, the rising becomes natural. It's a natural byproduct. The little wiggly voice that was trying to pop up and share stuff, I'll speak into that now. For the example that we were using, say that you're in this unknown and you're continuing with the example of you're launching a new program. It's an unknown. You're terrified. You've never done this before. You know, promoting yourself on Instagram is terrifying and you don't want to be salesy and all the things. And Aunt Susan is like judging the pants off of you and all kinds of stuff, right? And you've committed, you've set your process goals to promote your program, promote your offer 3 times a week on Instagram stories. You're creating your content, you're doing the things, building that momentum. Now, here's what it looks like in that context to commit 100% to the process. If you put a piece of content out there, you promote it, and it falls flat and you get crickets, instead of being like, instead of putting the blinders up and saying, fuck, it's falling flat, I have crickets, oh no, oh my God, what do? I'm just going to keep doing more of the same thing because, right? Or even worse, I'm going to ghost. Everybody hated it, I'm done, bye, right? Instead of that, committing 100% of the process looks like this. It looks like, all right, crickets. That one was crickets. That one didn't work. Let's put it under a microscope. Why didn't it work? What can I tweak? How can I say this differently? Why wasn't resonating with my people? You know, and you make some tweaks and then you try again. And then maybe you get like one or two responses and da 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 da, and then you keep tweaking and trying again. Over the course of this hypothetical human's three-week launch, if she's going 100%, if she is 100% committed to her process, she could have flop, flop, flop for the first week. Her content could just floppy, floppy, flop. And then she makes the right tweak. She figures it out. She starts gaining traction in the second week. And the third week, she sells out her launch. Entirely possible. Absolutely entirely possible. Because of commitment to the process. So this is your ride or die for navigating the unknown. I'm going to recap. Number one, recognize the feels and feel them. Number two, acknowledge that this too shall pass and that growth is happening. Number three, get to the point where you are genuinely ready to see things differently because the current perspective sucks. Number four, identify the most expansive direction forward. Number five, leverage the power of pain to make it relatively easy for you to move in that direction. And then the action pieces. Number six, set process goals that are totally under your control. And number seven, commit 100% to that process and watch yourself rise. This is an insane superpower as an entrepreneur. Because as an entrepreneur, you're essentially always playing in the unknown. Never really know what the dealio is, number one. And because as an entrepreneur, you're pretty much always playing in the unknown. You're like an unknown queen, right? But the other reason is that like you never have all the information that you would love to have. You're never 100% sure that something will work. You're never 100% sure that something will resonate. You know what I mean? And the ability to be like 50% sure and have 50% of the information that you wish you had, but to identify a direction forward, leverage the power of pain to commit to it, and set process goals to help you take action on it and then do the things, that is a motherfucking superpower that, in my honest opinion, not enough entrepreneurs embody. They get lost in the unknown. But not you. You got a guide. You got a thrival guide. And, you know, even though I'm speaking of this in terms of business, this is at its core, this is a spiritual conversation. You know, at its core, this is about living a really full life by trusting that there's stuff to learn from the world around you, the unknown around you, the bigger entity, the bigger thing that you are a part of, right? Trusting that there's good stuff out there for you to learn and that you can navigate it and then just like flying, living a really full life. So these are my wisdom nuggets for you today. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Empowered Expression Podcast. If you got a bunch from this, if this helped you out a ton and blew your mind, share it on your Instagram stories, tag me at caroline.addington_, and subscribe, leave a review. They help so, so, so much. I love you so, so, so much. And I will see you next week.